have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it? Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat. Oh, Ellie. I think they should be terrified of
me. Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host Matthew, and this is my spoiler-free review for season 2, episode 7. We've reached the season finale. As a very quick 7 weeks. I've got a lot going on in my brain right now in terms of this finale. I loved it. You've got to understand that right now I'm processing the stuff that I loved, as well as the new bits and the very interesting remixes that we have in this episode. Man, it's going to be a bit of a challenge for me to talk about this one spoiler free, but that's what you've all signed up for. Several scenes in this episode that I have waited years to see that they pulled off in slightly different ways, but I will certainly be there. There'll certainly be memorable moments to me. Done a lot of predictions for this episode, and I'm not sure if I can say if I was right or wrong, because those of you that listen to the spoiler predictions and you've heard me talk about certain stuff, I don't really want to hint as to how much of that is in this episode. But yeah. I really like how it ended. I quite like how it started as well. I thought the middle was an interesting bit of difference, and there's a lot of different. So this one is very different to the previous six. That's why I'm sort of I'm like thinking through the episode right now. And you didn't only remix certain stuff, but it's not even the case that they've moved things, because you can either have the new stuff, the video game stuff, the video game bits remixed, things that have moved, and like the structure that has changed at points. They're all elements that are kind of in the show. But yeah, there are certain bits in this episode that I've waited years to see, and I was very, very happy with the way that they were pulled off. And I'm talking about more than one scene, so for those of you, again, who've listened to the spoiler predictions, that doesn't mean I've spoiled the episode for you. You've got to understand, with this finale, that because I've been predicting so many different things, and literally with the previous week's prediction episode from last week, I was like, okay, if they can do the ending of the season this way, I think I predicted like six different possibilities, or I don't know, something like that. It felt like six different predictions anyway. And they landed on a mixture of a bunch of them, which I thought was very, very interesting. It sets up season 3 perfectly. And it was interesting because it gave me something I predicted for the ending of season 3. But in a different way. And I was like, oh, I see what you're doing here. And it's very, very interesting. And not to jump ahead, but it makes me very curious as to how you're going to open season 3, episode 1. Because I can see them doing other flashbacks in a different way to what I thought they were going to do. But in a way that also makes sense. But we're going to have to wait to see those bits in 2 years' time. But yeah, did this finale, did it live up to my expectations? I would say yes from the bits that I knew were in here. Again, you've got to understand, there's like half of this episode I've been waiting ages for, and half of this episode is new stuff. Well, not half, a quarter of this is like new stuff. But then there's this like other section, which is really, really intriguing to me. And again, this is my first watch. I'm definitely going to need to digest this episode more. The way I would explain it is, there are things that are going to happen in season 3 that they have set up in this episode, but they used the setup for those parts and linked it together with some of Ellie's story. And I found it very curious the way that they did that, but I didn't expect it. So there was like 3 different bits of this where it was like, again, those original game bits I've been waiting years for, then nailed those. Then new stuff, which I didn't know what was going to happen, and some very interesting kind of conversations. And then like setup bits that aren't in the game, but kind of make sense for a TV show, but link together to other video game parts that I'm familiar with. And they did kind of like this, how can I explain this? They did this kind of back and forth a little bit of like, here's Ellie on her journey that you know from the game. Here's some setup for the next season, but we're going to link it together. Then we're going to go back to Ellie's bits, then go back to the other bit, then go back to the other bit. But in a structure that was, I know I'm making it sound like the structure is maybe not great. I found the structure to be very, very interesting. Yeah. But those like setup pieces, I really liked what they did there. I just didn't expect them in the episode. Man, there's two bits I really, really want to talk about, but I can't mention them here. I'm kind of like, again, I need to watch the episode again, write down notes. I am quite desperate right now to do my spoiler predictions episode, because there's a lot of stuff to kind of delve into there. Because I was kind of wondering as well, and I didn't think about it in terms of, okay, I've been doing predictions for the next, like, sets of episodes, or depending on what we get, what am I going to do predictions for, or spoiler talk for, once we get episode 7? Even though I can still predict for season 3, episode 1, which I have been, but once we get the end of episode 7, and I know what's in there, I can do different predictions for season 3, episode 1. And now I can do very different predictions for season 3, episode 1. So yeah, you're just going to have to accept that, like, I really can't talk about a lot of things here. And even for, I can't even spoil things for video game people. I don't really want to hint towards, like, again, in terms of my predictions and that sort of thing. But, like, yeah, just, there's just scenes I've been, I mean, I've thought about all of these scenes before they've come up, obviously, but man, there's a few moments in this episode that I've tried to imagine for years what they would look like on screen. There's a particular bit that this isn't really a spoiler. The boat part. For those of you that watched the promo, you know what I'm talking about. I was very, very surprised with what they did with that. And then that led to something else, which I was also very, very surprised about. And then it just got back on track to what it was doing. Yeah, that was like 3 different elements coming together at once. But wow, I'm surprised they went where they went with the boat stuff, because I wasn't sure how they'd pull that off, because that is particularly and it looked really difficult. And I was watching how that was. I was trying to, like, maybe I shouldn't have been doing it. I was trying to figure out, like, how are you filming this? This is quite incredible. And speaking of incredible, again, not a visuals person, don't really care, but I do when it comes to this show, because I am looking at environments from the game that I've spent a lot of time going through. My God, the set design for this episode is astonishing. Coupled together with the classic rain scenes. I mean, it rains for, like, most of this episode. And the sort of doom feeling that sets into the episode, I think is just really, really incredible. Man, yeah, they're just, again, when sort of, because I've talked a lot about with PlayStation's first party games, and when you kind of, particularly with Naughty Dog's games and Uncharted and Last of Us, when you come away from an area and you emerge into the next one, that the kind of visual awe that you get from that, they nailed that again in this episode, and they just keep doing it, and it's giving me that different video game feeling. And I kind of, that wasn't something that was on my mind for this season at all. And they did it in season one as well, but this, you've arguably got kind of at times more open areas, maybe, I guess. What else can I talk about? Let's take a break and we'll come back in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, back with the rest of this podcast, I guess. Very curious to see the different reactions this week. Very, very curious to listen to the official podcast, especially the way you played with certain things. Because I can't stress this enough, but when we're going through this second season, and you've got to remember the different structure. Again, Last of Us 1, Season 1, is a bit more of an A to B storyline. Whereas Part 2 and so far Season 2... you've got, like, flashbacks in different places, you've got the different kind of, you know, the Abby, Ellie parts of the story and that sort of thing. But, yeah, you have, like, you have this new third, and I'm curious as to how that works in Season 3 as well, this kind of third perspective of new scenes, video game scenes, video game remix scenes, and then video game remix into setup scenes. Because I'm trying to think, throughout these 6 episodes, have we had, other than, like, where the last 2 episodes have ended to indicate to you where the next episode's going to go, like the Nora episode ended with the birthday bit, and then the birthday episode ended with the theatre part. I'm not going to say if this episode does the same thing, because then you'll be expecting that going through. that's kind of how the show's done set up so far. But I suppose the thing is, as well, for TV-only people, where they're doing the setup bits, I don't know how much that audience is going to notice certain things. Because I've talked before about like how they sort of wink at us as the gaming audience and like, hey, here's a little nod to this, here's a little nod to that. These aren't nods to things. These are full-on kind of... There's characters that meet other characters... Some of those characters then go off to do something else. And us gamers would kind of look at this episode and be like, I know what you're where you're going, but I'm surprised that, again, not surprised in a bad way, surprised in a very just curious way as to, I know what you're setting up or what you're indicating that you're setting up, and I pretty much know where those characters are going. Like, literally the locations that they're going. But it's very interesting to think of... How can I say this without spoiling things? I know I've been a little bit kind of reserved here. Because I'm just trying to be very careful of how I talk about this episode. Because this is weirdly harder than episode 2 to talk about for spoilers. Because, again, I know that had a big death and I had to sort of talk around that and everything. But with this, it's kind of... what you showed us, it's more kind of about what you showed us. I'll just kind of say that, like, when those characters go off to do something and we know that that's gonna pick up at some point later, it was very interesting to think, because I've been trying really to kind of think, like, focus on this first half of this game for this second season, but then have some, like, glimmers of, obviously I know what happens in the second half of the game, but because season 3 is going to be, again, the second half of the game, instead of stressing about those details, apart from, you know, season 3 episode 1, which I've been trying to predict for, some of those bits you're not going to see until later in season 3. So it was interesting to kind of have my mind from, okay, here we are at this particular point, and this thing is teasing us for something that's going to happen. I don't know how many episodes we're going to get for season 2. Apparently a few more, so let's say 9. For something that's going to be shown in, like, episode 6, 7. I'm doing very rough predictions for that right now. And then thinking ahead to those bits and kind of not being taken out of the moment, but like, oh, okay, you're kind of... It was just a very interesting way to nod to us. This wasn't winking, this was more nodding of like, yeah, you do know what this is for, and we're telling you that you're going to see it later. But then, all right, back to the story that you're on. And it wasn't disruptive, it wasn't kind of structurally weird, because it also wasn't really sort of... choppily cutting towards different scenes, if that makes sense. But yeah, in case, by the way, I don't sound sort of excited, I really, really loved certain bits they did here. I just really can't talk about them, and I don't want to hint towards what they are, because gamer people will know what I'm talking about, and I don't want to spoil the episode for those people, so it is what it is. I didn't make the show, so don't blame me. But damn, I'm going to be, yeah, just, good stuff. Good stuff. There's, how can I talk about it? There's more than one particular moment that I wanted, but there was one moment that I really wanted, and I mean really wanted, and they gave it to me, and I was very happy about that. Very, very happy about that indeed. Very happy to see that. Very, very happy to see that indeed. But it's going to be interesting as well, going from this podcast to tomorrow's, where I'm like, all right, I'm talking about everything. Not the scenes, but like, man, we're going to have a very interesting... Because I'm going to do a bit more kind of maybe discussion as well about kind of the things that we've had set up in this episode and discussing those things for season 3. It feels very, very early to be talking about season 3, but then if you've played the game, it also isn't, because this episode gives you nods to... yeah, you know those bits that are coming up later in the game. Yeah, we're telling you that these characters are going off to do some of those things. There was also another scene as well that I'll say it was happening in the background of a certain scene, and I was like, ah, that's for that, isn't it? That's really, really cool. And it happened, I would say that bit, and none of you really have any idea what I'm talking about, but this is spoiler free, I think was maybe better than the game in a certain way. Because there's a scene in this episode that is used to progress the current storyline and hint towards something else that we'll see in season 3. But there was an added effect to it that I think made it slightly better. Well, not slightly better, maybe, but kind of, I mean, it's okay if I think something's done better in the TV show than in the game. I'll just say that time is very, very interesting. Time is very, very interesting in The Last of Us Part 2. And time got very, very interesting in this episode. And I wouldn't have thought to do some of those things in the same way that this episode does. But I think you did. I think you did something very smart there. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked this episode a lot. I think I'll grow more towards, I mean, me sitting here saying like, okay, I'm very, very happy the way you pulled certain things off. There's certain scenes I've waited here for and I really liked it. I know I'm not saying loving it. Does that mean I dislike the episode? No, it does not mean I dislike the episode. This episode played out in a feelings way a bit different to what I thought it was going to, but I see what they were going for, and I really liked what they did with certain parts. Again, these episodes don't have to be what I want. You don't have to give me what I want. You just have to give me something that is good. Obviously something that's, you know, accurate to the game to a certain degree. But if I can understand, not even a change necessarily, if I can understand a purpose of something or an idea of something, and I go, right, I see what you're doing there, and I liked it, that doesn't have to be better or worse than what I expected you to do. It's just different, but then different can still be excellent, and as long as the purpose of the different parts. And it's not even as if they did different bits in this episode. This episode mostly plays out, again, apart from the new bits and apart from the nods, this episode mostly plays out the way I expected it to. And that's great. But I think the more I digest those timey-wimey bits, not time travel, there's no, spoiler alert, there's no time travel in this episode. I don't mean timey-wimey, time travel, multiverse, that's not what I'm talking about. That would be a twist, wouldn't it? Once I wrap my head around that part more, and it wasn't because I didn't understand what you did, I perfectly understood what you did, but digesting it more, once I digest those parts more, and then in my brain kind of, because I just process this second season differently to almost any other show. I liked a lot of stuff that you went for, but once I can kind of digest the episode more, I'll probably just enjoy the scenes even more, and then those big moments that I wanted you to hit, which you hit, I'll probably enjoy even more. But I will say as well, the episode aside, we got a big chunk of the episode, right? 50 minutes. I think it was 50 minutes. There was mostly one very important moment that I wanted you to hit, and that was actually the most important part to me, that you hit a particular moment and you nailed that particular moment, and that's actually what's the most important to me. So, anyway, I think I've exhausted this as much as I can and given you all my thoughts, and I've really danced around some video game spoilers and TV spoilers and just everything. But wow, it's just really nice when you wait so long for certain scenes to play out, especially, you know, big season finale kind of moments, and it comes off the way that you kind of envisioned for many years. But damn, there we go. All right, we'll have a lot more to talk about. We actually have a chunk of stuff to talk about for the spoiler predictions episode, because they gave me new bits that I was not thinking about before, which is good. So, anyway, we can discuss all that tomorrow on Monday, and then of course on Wednesday. It should be Wednesday this week. I mean, Chelsea play Real Betis in the Conference League, but I won't be watching that game. Although it will be Anthony versus Sancho, so that will be interesting, but that will not be getting in the way of the Last of Us podcast this week. So join us Wednesday for the spoiler review. That again is where David joins me. We don't talk about future spoiler stuff because he doesn't know those things anyway. Join me tomorrow for a very interesting discussion on new bits, pokes, nods, the episode itself, and that moment as well. Anyway, if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, MatthewLynnEntertainment.org, Twitter, sorry, not just Twitter, social media, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and it's information in your show notes. Whew, I just can't wait to talk about that moment and those other moments, and just be able to express myself a bit more and show more of my excitement. Because again, I know it doesn't sound like I'm excited, but I really am. But I cannot allow myself to get excited for those moments right now because I cannot talk about them right now. So I'm having to weirdly hold back on my. I didn't expect this. I'm having to weirdly hold back on my feelings a little bit. Anyway, I've just told you where you can write in. It's MatthewLynnEntertainmentTalk.org. Social media, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. For those video game players, get your thoughts in, get your predictions in. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Those nods, those setups, let me know what you thought of those bits, because I personally didn't kind of expect some of them, but they were pulled off very well. What did you think of the moments that were pulled off? What did you think of the episode? And people are talking about season 4 as well. So if you've got any thoughts on season 4, where that might start and end, because we don't know exactly where, throw them all my way. Throw all of those theories, opinions, thoughts, whatever, at me, and we can talk about all those. What else is there? Yes, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms of the same name for TV, games, films, and Man United podcasts. There is one more United cast episode to do. I'm kind of not dreading it, but I don't have anything nice to say, as you could imagine. There's going to be, I don't think some of you understood the stark difference between me covering Man United and covering The Last of Us. I'm being pulled in two different directions. So I'm going to do, I don't know if I'll even do that this week. I might do that next week, because I just want to enjoy this last piece of Last of Us, and then we can talk about the Man United nonsense. Anyway, TV, video games, films, Man United podcast, Gaming Talk will be back on Tuesday. We have some interesting things to talk about there. Last of Us on Wednesday, hopefully some film reviews soon as well. And then whatever else happens in the future, because we won't have Last of Us soon. But there will be, yeah, more podcasts and other things as well, so check all those out. Word of mouth, social media, and listening to more episodes, you can do that as well. Of course, if someone mentions something else we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geektown Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. I think that's on hiatus a little bit soon. I can't remember what David's doing, but he's going on holiday at some point, so we'll see what happens over there. But you can still go to geektown.co.uk and get all your TV and your film news. And then YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Alright, for the spoiler-free review stuff, that's it for this season. But we still have a ways to go, because there's a spoiler predictions podcast tomorrow, and then the spoiler review on Wednesday. I'm not really ready to say goodbye yet. I'm not. But then I need to watch other shows as well. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.